Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, Matias, you got yourself out there. We're taking a regular shift in practice there. How did everything feel for you?
Felt good. Felt pretty normal out there, so... it's a good sign.
I know I've asked you this many times before, but how do you stay with it mentally when this kind of stuff just keeps happening to you and you just have to motor through it? How do you stay tough mentally with it?
Like I've said too many times, it sucks. Trying everything I can possibly to stay healthy, trying new stuff all the time. It sucks being hurt, yeah.
A bit of relief at this one. You know, Lindy said they kind of had feared maybe a little worse, but then you got some good news. Is there a pretty big relief there?
I didn't really know what was going on, to be honest. Got some imaging and stuff, and it was all good. So then it was just a pain tolerance thing at that point. So, can tolerate now, so we're out there practicing.
You get ready to go for tomorrow?
I'll be out there tomorrow.
What did you notice on Wednesday about just the way the team played to kind of get out of the funk there?
8 goals for sure helps. I just think they're playing a little more swagger with the puck, attacking more. Guys just looked more like themselves and making plays and skating, and that results obviously in a ton of goals like that and a couple lucky bounces off the glass.
Do you think this team has gotten better at handling stretches like that over the last few years? Like, did you just notice that maybe there was a little bit more level-headedness in the room after the way the first 3 games went?
I do. I think... that's kind of been a big focal point, a big talk this year. I feel like every year I've been here, we've always had a skit where we lose 13, we lose 8, we lose 6 in a row, and it kind of, you pull yourself out of the fight almost. I think all good teams in this league, whether they lose 2 or 3 in a row, they always come back and win the next one, and they never let it get too out of hand. So I do think that's been a big conversation this year amongst the group, and I think they handled that pretty well the other day.
Improving defensively has been a huge focus for this team ever since training camp opened. Through 4 games, how have you felt the defensive effort has gone and what you've seen defensively from the team, and do you feel you have seen improvement?
I do. I think last year coming into camp, it was also a big focal point, but... it was so different than what we had previously. I think it took a little longer than we expected last year for everyone to be on the same page. And I think having last year coming into this year, knowing what the coach staff kind of wants from you and expects from you defensively, it's a lot easier just to get on the same page with everybody and do your job out there. So it's been good so far. I don't think we've given up too many chances, too many rush chances, stuff like that. So, it's been better.
And even a guy you guys haven't even gotten a chance to play with yet, Kesselring, you have to be excited the fact that, you know, eventually he's going to be back in the lineup for you guys and, you know, some, what he can bring to your team.
Yeah, he's obviously a good player. Big, rangy, righty, can play in every situation. So, you know, I think we have a pretty good decor. And then once he's healthy and back and at him, it's going to be even better.
What's been your early impression of Josh Doan, the player and the person?
Person, unreal guy. Fits right in. I mean, we're all around kind of the same age, so it helps. It makes it pretty easy. And then player, super intelligent, really good stick. He's always knocking pucks out, stripping guys. And just smart instincts out there. He makes nice plays. He's always in the right spot. Really impressed.
When you're gonna face the Florida Panthers here, of course they don't have Tkachuk and Barkov, but they have a lot of good players on that hockey team. When you're facing them, what are the kinds of things that you have to do to beat them, even with those two guys out of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, they always make it a dogfight, and you either, you know, elevate your level of fight towards them, or they beat you. So I think everyone kind of knows what they expect from them. They're going to just try to wear you down all game. So, yeah, you just have to do it back.
Try to handle a guy like Marchand in all aspects of the ice.
I mean, he's a good player. He'll do his thing. I don't know if you play him any differently than anybody else. He's small, he's crafty, knows all the veteran tricks, so you just have to be ready for that. But, try to limit his chances. Don't let him get too much possession with the puck around the net. He's pretty good down there, so, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.